Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, baby, yeah. I just got home from Tennessee.
to the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. This is episode 41, and you got to give it up on this Friday right here. We're going to live it up and give it up. Yeah, you know what to do. You can hit us up at 563-999-3050. Press the number 1. You can hit us up, let us know what you feel, what you're talking about. It's going on in the Listening Room. Stick with the program.
Yeah. What you thinking? Can I change your mind?
No.
Yeah.
Tryna deal with you, frustrated cause I deal with you. You keep me in circles, tryna guess what to do next. Should I stay or should I go? It's difficult to love ya when you don't know what you want, and you're left with decisions while I got cloudy vision. You know, shorty, what you thinking?
You know,
what got you thinking?
Pressure.
I know that you know you want this love. You know that I know you're thinking.
Oh.
Shorty, what you thinking?
You want this love, you know that I know. man.
Why that?
It starts at home, man. People don't be spending enough time with their kids. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And if they spend more time with their kids, they'll stay out of my car. Get out of my car. Wait, you're my stuff, man. What I do to you?
They need an attitude adjustment, brother.
They gotta adjust that too, man. Yeah.
Everybody listening to this. If you a child, to go and give your mom a kiss. And if you're grown, you know we just about it. To make it be true.
Listening Room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Ilica. This is episode 41. It's about to happen somewhere down the road. I don't know where, but I know it's going to happen. I don't know. I'm not taking no shot. You can't give me none. I don't want none. You can keep it. Let me see if anybody is on the line. 563-999-3050. Press the number 1, because I ain't really in that type of stuff at all. You know what I'm saying? So, with no further ado, I'm going to keep on jamming, because that's what I was here to do in the listening room, D.C. Thank you, D.C., for tuning in and abroad. People in D.C., you know what I'm going to do for you, because y'all are speaking to me in my ear, so I'm going to let y'all know how we do with that thing. Check it out. Put some liquid spirit in that thing.
Can you feel it? Can you feel that spirit? Hey, can somebody bring me a drink? It's the best thing you've ever heard. Fellas, that ain't it. That ain't it. We gotta catch that spirit, that liquid spirit, that soul, that energy. You know what I'm talking about. I want it right here.
Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. The rivers, let the damned water feed. There's some people down the way that's thirsty. Let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of the water hitting banks of hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and fill your water tank. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit.
Yeah.
Holland is out here today. You out here cutting trees. What they say, JP?
Man, I'm good now. I done had my cup of bill. I'm good.
Are you all right now? Oh, man. That
yeah.
is proper, man. I'm telling you, man, that made me feel 100% because yeah. I was grooving, and I was like, I'm going to talk to the people a little bit when it get around the 7 o'clock hour. But I wanted to groove, man, because
oh, yeah.
I feel like I've overcome a lot of weight in the past 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't
Straight
allowed
up.
To be I wasn't allowed to be on social media and whatnot, so it was like a
yeah.
gag order. They gagged me, so
yeah.
I couldn't do nothing. I'll say nothing and can't tell nobody I'm on the gag order, but that is officially over, so I will be posting up on the gram and all this other stuff momentarily.
Oh, yeah.
Gag order removed. Thank you very
Good.
Much for taking me through the world and letting the world tell me I'm still a human being. With some
they,
rights.
They did you
I
like they did Malcolm. They did you
what?
Like they did Malcolm. I said, try
no,
to do you
they
like
didn't.
They did Malcolm.
No, they didn't. No, bro.
No talking for
happened.
No talking
they,
for 90 days. 90 days.
Oh, that part, yeah. They only gave me a little small sanction, you know, due to
yeah.
So I was like, okay, I ain't said nothing to nobody. I'm gonna make it real. You know what I'm saying? So. Now it's back to live and
yeah.
in a different color here in the listening room, as you can tell. We're getting down on the get down because they say, oh, you can talk now? Okay. So everybody running their mouth the same time.
Yep.
So what it is out there in the real world, bro?
Shoot, it's nice and beautiful up here today. It was all rainy and nasty yesterday. I'm looking at this deer. Everybody's out today. Deer's getting his dinner. I'm dropping off some, and everybody's good, so everything's good. Checking out Listening Room DC, trying to catch the vibe. Vibe is nice.
Oh, man, I got stung for a minute. I ain't know what was happening with the, I was loading up this music by John Street, and it didn't come up again, so I went back in, and it took me out for a
oh,
few
wow.
seconds, but I said, it's all right,
because
yeah, I got until Monday. I got until Monday until he show up, so we got to do that promo on Instagram. Now that my gag
yeah.
order is off, I can officially start posting stuff and
That's
all that
up.
Type of stuff. So, yeah, man,
yep.
I got to say that out loud, man, because people like, I've been calling you. Where you called me at? On the gram. I can't answer. I ain't even looked at
uh-huh.
none of that stuff, man, tell you the truth. Because it was like, if you look at it, you're going to say something to somebody because somebody going to say something that you may want to comment on. And gag orders
exactly.
me, don't open your mouth. Everything you say can and will be used against you wherever they catch you at
Straight up.
In the law.
Straight up.
I guess
you all
I became
over
a legit person. Man, I just turned into a legit person. I think it stunned a lot of people that I told them years ago I'm going legit. And they were like, what do you mean? You could never. All right, cool. My man DMX said it best, man. Check out this tune right quick, man. I'll be right back.
This is life. This is life. This is what I know.
This is what I know.
So to me,
this is life.
This is life.
One more road to cross. One more risk to take. Gotta live my life back in. One more move to make. One more road to cross. One more risk to take. Gotta live my life back in. One more move to make.
I'm up at like 6 a.m. to check this nigga. We work the night shift. And I got some checks and figures. Knock on the door, people talking about he ain't there. But the house is packed, shit, I know he here somewhere. See money get high, I don't knock what a nigga do to get by. Just make sure you getting by, don't fuck with you getting mine. Ain't the first time he ran off, should've split his shit then. Hate to think of what he didn't if I catch him slipping. Won't be an ass whipping, I can tell you that. I keep it real with this caddy going sell two packs and run off. Tell me, he was locked down, up north. And you out a week later, that's bullshit, I'll bust off. I need this dope, fuck you think I'm here for my help? I need this wealth because I feed myself. You play with my life when you play with my money. Played around, but this will be the last time that you think something funny.
One more road to cross, one more risk to take. Gotta live my life back in. One more move to make. One more road to cross,
case in the liquor store for a month now. But me and two other niggas is about to run up in there and shut it down. They got four people on the inside, one stay in the back. Two stock boys went at the register, but he counts the stacks. Alright, let's put on the ski mask. Make sure that when we ask for the dough, they know that we taking all three bags. See that? We got a hero. Shoot that nigga. Matter of fact, you hit the back. I put two in that nigga. Hardhead motherfuckers always get it. I told him what would happen if he moved, the nigga moved, so I did it. Did you get it? Asked my man as he was coming from the back. Nigga opened his mouth, said nothing, fell out flat. His cat come out spit. Hit my man, his man, couldn't control what was in his hand. I'm hit there, I bust back, got the fuck up out of there. Didn't get it down, but at least I got up out of there.
One road to cross, one more is to take. Gotta live my life like it's one more move to make. One more road to cross, one more is to take. Gotta live my life like it's one more move to make.
Hey yo, I see it, try to avoid it, but it comes. That's how it's going in the slums, overcome. Something little becomes something major. Niggas getting blown up like a pager, ear to ear with the razor. Pour out my soul to control the hurt. Why must Earl Simmons swim in dirt? I'm gonna make it work. 28 and trying to get baptized. Free, scared to touch me cause he said I gave him bad vibes. Fried, when I die, straight down from the plot. We all got to go, but who wants to be forgotten? I'ma leave a mark, and it won't be the mark of the devil. Throw dirt and may your hands burn when you touch the shovel. The level of animosity is stopping me from driving. Fuck what them niggas is talking about. I'm surviving, alive, going through it, but I made my bed. So now it's in these flames that I lay my head.
One more road to cross, one more is to take. Gotta live my life like it's one more road to make. One more road to cross, one more is to take. Gotta live my life like it's one more road to make.
Episode 41, I'm telling you, this is how I feel. The rest of it, I ain't trying to be involved in. You know what I'm saying? Because people be doing their own thing around here. What do you think about that, JP? Oops. All right, JP say, hit me back. What do you say, Mr. Raw? Shout out to Mr. Raw.
Ready, get ready, get ready, back. Get ready, get ready.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city. Baby. Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity. No. With nothing on the line but mine like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice. Look. If around me know my mind, then I'm really not focused. Nah. I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm the bullet. It's a fact, you can quote it. Mr. Rose, the locomotive. Spend the full speed ahead. It's the thoroughbred. You know. Keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your butt, that means I gotta take your breath and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Don't bother to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat.
or more like a whip. So get nigga, get. Why surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube hits that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chip. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. Can always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, rhyme pace, don't get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody's spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain, after me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest, just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe, with some practice, you change your status. You will achieve, you pull up your sleeve. Little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So while you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. You can't catch it, you can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out ace, in the PE, you can attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around, and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw, and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Let's go.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Raw and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Raw, co-host and host of Brother and Sister Experience here on Dirty Basin Radio. Had to holler at my man today and check out Mr. Raw and see what was the 511. Have you called out Brother JP? JP, you ain't here? All right. Well, I'm going to check you anyway. I had to call the brother and be like, yo, what's up, bro? Haven't heard from you. He said he's dealing with some things. Things is trying to deal with him. But, you know, in the world where we live at, we don't let things handle us. We handle it. So be rest assured that Mr. Raw is handling his business. He going to be all right as soon as he be all right. So we send the love out there and make that thing real. Peace, man. What happened? You call our brother Mr. Raw, man?
I had to jump out the limo. I was listening. I was heard part of Mr. Raw's song.
Yeah, man, he said, holler at me, man. Well, ain't nobody call him on the phone, be like, I love you, kiss my ass, anything. Like, yeah, why you is, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on with him?
He having some business, man. Business, you know, because business is business.
Okay.
Whether it's health or money or whatever, you got to, you know, call our brother and be like, yo, what's up? How business? And then,
yeah,
you know,
man.
People will tell you if they feel like they want to disclose whatever, they be like, yo, you know, I blew my nose too hard. You know what I'm saying? Ruptured the spleen or some shit.
I sent him a birthday present. He ain't hit me back. That's why I didn't know what was going on with him.
Yeah, man. Sometimes a birthday present is good. You get to the birthday present when you keep your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you keep your life and you, like I said, you handle the business of keeping your life, you'd be like, damn. When I was going through this shit, my man sent me a birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to use it for sure.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So we're not putting it out in the air. We're just telling people, like, send the man some love. You got Mr. Rod's number. You go ahead and call him up and check on the man and see if you can shine his shoes or whatever. Take his clothes to the cleaners. Yeah, because, you know, COVID got us all fucked up anyway. So if we down, you're going to need somebody to help you do something. That's not backing out anytime.
That's what was holding me up in that last stop. The young lady at the front was like, What's she saying? She was saying something about, oh, I saw a sign that said workers got to get tested every Tuesday and Thursday. I said, y'all got to get tested even if you got the vaccine? She was like, yeah. And then, you know what I mean, she told me how I had COVID in December, something. And I was down for like 3 days, and she hadn't gotten the shot. So my whole point to her was, well, your body fought it off, whatever it was, right? Food, because, you know what I mean? Whatever symptoms you had, your body fought off. She was like, yeah. So I said, so what do you need the shot for? Well, the antibodies in the shot. She giving me that Dr. Fauci talk. Then the sister was coming to get her food. The other sister came in, and she was like, she looked at me, she said, why, you not getting that shot, are you? I said, no, ma'am. And then she was like, good, because I just got that shit, and I've been feeling terrible at all. She said her throat was dry. She was nauseous, this and that. You know what I mean? She said she still don't even feel like herself. So she was like, they ain't giving me that Uh-oh. Second shot. No way in hell. Yeah, I was like, I said, yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't getting it. Huh?
Nah. Don't turn it to right now.
Yeah, straight up. Somebody said to me today, somebody said to me out the blue today, they said, I heard that if you got the shot, people who got the shot going to die within 2 years. I said, yo, I heard that too, but I can't confirm it because I ain't no scientist. I don't want to be scaring nobody. But I did hear, you know what I mean? I said I heard a lot about this thing. So who's to say? You know what I mean? Who's really to say? But I definitely heard a whole lot of foolishness about this thing. But yeah, that's why I was the discussion was getting heated in the office. I was trying to hear what they were saying. So you know.
Oh, but they ain't put on no boxing gloves or nothing like that, did they?
Nah, not heated like that, but it's like people want to justify why they're getting the shot.
Well, get it.
You know what I mean? It's like,
don't get it, do you?
Right, absolutely, but it's like, even with all the so-called conspiracy theories, I think people's inner person be like, you probably shouldn't have got that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not.
Well, look, it's too late after you shot yourself up. You shot yourself
true,
up.
It's true,
too late,
true.
Already, so.
And that's what
you
I said to her. Pretty young lady, too. Pretty sisters, too.
Pretty,
I, you know
pretty
what I mean?
What?
I said, you're
pretty what?
You're pretty attractive.
Pretty
fun.
No, man.
I said, your body fought that off. She's like,
you're
my body fought it off. I said, so what do you need the shot for? Your body fought it off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were looking at the outer appearance. That's why you said pretty attractive. But 2 years
She wasn't all out in ghetto. She was nice and soft spoken.
Oh, man, some nice girls in the ghetto. Stop playing, man. What do you mean?
Why you do that? I said she wasn't loud in ghetto. You know what I mean? She at the front desk, though.
Mean.
She got to be quiet at the front desk.
I hear you well. You play nice with them and whatnot. I'm playing nice, too.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. They got us recorded live because they was like, we got to get everything you say and splice it out for you. And
yeah.
We'll tell you what you're saying. That's the only way you get a gag order. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They take every word you say and then they take out what the content. And then
yeah.
They put together what they want, what they heard you say.
What they heard you say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Little C's from Junior Mafia. He was on a documentary about Biggie, and he was telling folks how he was in New York, and then he went to L.A. He said the cops in L.A. had his conversations from New York. He said he couldn't believe it. That was the first time he said they had the full conversations they was having in New York.
Well, no,
from L.A.
It's only man, listen, they got it from a couple of days ago, and for me, I'm like out there where I'm in the public all the time. So the people that did the interview, they were like, you ride a blue basket with your children in it with music all the time, right? And I was like, I just bought the basket yesterday. I really had bought the basket the day before. And they was up on it. They was like, yeah, you know. They was up on it like that, man. I was like, well,
mm-hmm.
since you're looking at my life so well and dandy, I have to watch the company that I keep. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. Straight up.
Because the company you keep, man, they will have you in some shit. And you be like, hold on, hold on. I didn't. And your lawyer be like saying, what? Nah, man, y'all spliced that shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was from that day, and that was from that day, and you put it all together,
right,
and said,
put it together.
I'm going to go, man, oh, hell no, not me. That's why we talking patois, you know that, right? That's why we talking
even
patois, because yeah, man, they can't even try that again.
Y'all ain't got
you
no dictionary for that.
What? Yeah, they got a dictionary because they got it, but guess what? They don't have the patois that I grew up with. Remember, I grew up with the elders. So we have a whole different patois. It's French, English, some of this, some of that. You know what I'm saying? It's perfect. So they couldn't decipher any of that at the moment. But The gag order is off, so I'm like, they was gagging too. I mean, they was reaching. They was reaching. I don't know what they was reaching for, but like I said, like I said, man, listen, the people will have you in some shit that you don't know nothing about. And I tell you, it's the
straight
company
up
you keep. You know what I'm saying? You thinking you going to a place to go mop floors, and dude going to go do some bad mind shit. And you be like, oh, shit, I'm in the middle of a conspiracy to defraud the who? The wrong guy. And you just went to my floor. Not saying that happened, but I'm saying on that dynamic. You went to go do some smaller shit, and people are doing some dumb shit. When you do dumb shit, you normally meet people smarter than you. Normally. On the other side of the team, too. People forgot that they got a team.
Right.
People got a team when they come look at you. They're going to say, look, man, you changed your name on Facebook 27 times, and we got a recording of everything you text. And what we came up with is, what's that term? I was telling you the term they have for black people. That is an acronym of black people that's a concern to the system, right? About something black, right? Did you remember that?
Not really.
It was a hostile term that they came up with about a year ago. You know what I'm saying? And it was like they would come to your door if you said too much on Facebook about blackness or whatever, and they would come and interview you.
Black extremists.
Yeah, they had a whole name for that. Okay,
yeah,
that's why I was looking for that.
That's what it did.
Yeah. And people forgot because people stopped being extreme on any level. That's why they came up with the council culture. Council culture was the opposite end of the extremist culture. You with me? Council culture.
Absolutely.
So
instead of saying,
yo, we need to deal with this and deal with that, they be like, man, just cancel that shit, man, keep moving. So they
just
take
cancel it all together.
So how they bring it, like it don't work. But these people playing hard.
Like it never even happened.
What? It'd be still happening while you saying it didn't. You be in denial, like it's not happening. Yes, man, it's happening, man. And you better put on your tie too when you go there.
See, but Facebook, and social media, like they'll. For instance, I put up a Facebook hit me with something. I violated something. I put up a picture of a hippo with a big butt. You know what I'm saying? It's just a funny picture, and I put
So
this is the internet in the nutshell. Look, because a lot of what you see is people twerking and doing whatever challenges, fooling around. I've seen a lot worse than that, y'all. First of all, my person's not even real. It's not even a person. It's not a car. It's just a funny picture. And y'all going to say I violated for that foolishness? And people are here throwing their whole JJ up in the screen and butt everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't post none of that stuff. Anytime I post something. Yeah, like, come on, man. Come on.
But that was supposed to be like a cashew joke or something.
It's just a joke. Like, what is, you know what I mean? It's not even a joke. But it's just a real stupid, stuff, man.
It wasn't explicit, but it looked like a cashew to me. So I just, when I, like I said, as soon as I got out the gaggle, I was like, yo, I'm going back on this chain. I had these old fly reposted and keep moving and be like, I'll be back at everybody with my professionalism very, very shortly, I guarantee you. But hey, check this out. Give me 5 seconds on this song and I'm going to ask you a question. What are we supposed to be comparing ourselves to? Compared to what?
Compared to what?
Come on,
Beautiful.
Was it? Was it really, brother?
Who was it?
Was it really? Who was that? That was Miss Diane Reeves.
That's what I thought. My ear is still working.
Yeah, it's still working. She was doing Mr. Donnie Hathaway some justice.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I said, somebody got it. The first few bars, I said, oh, somebody got it. And then I was like, let me just, when I heard her go into a higher range, I said, that sounds like Diane Reeves, but let me just make sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes people sound alike.
Nah, man, take technique. And we got to remember, like, we here to work this thing out, okay? So the way that we laugh about things, other people don't find that shit funny at all. I guarantee you that. Okay, and that's why we have this segment on the Listening Room Philly called Ain't Shit Funny. Okay, So
man, I got something to talk about money that's crazy. It ain't even offensive. It's not even offensive. It's just some truth. It ain't even offensive. Bro, it ain't got nothing to do with the government or nothing. It's just some. It's just some crazy. I said I gotta talk about this.
It's wrong. It's wrong. I know it. That's what I was saying. See, once we get to the part where I can do what I really do, then we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to raise up the awareness of the people through these programs and stuff and get the people to do what they do. They follow people. So you might as well go ahead and follow us to the grocery store, to the bank. You know, follow us to the pizza shop. We like them things. But guess what? If we show up 100 people deep anywhere, COVID is out here. So they've been shutting down the music industry again. So certain people that were about to go on tour can't go on tour right now. That's hot off the air. So now I'm checking where programs like ours on here on Dirty Basement Radio, right, they become favorites to the artists, independent artists in particular, because everybody got to make their own thing work. And the people that talked to me, they was like, so you just going to play my song? I said, yeah, I'm going to play your song and mix it in with the music I listen to, and amongst other songs. So they said, how much is this going to cost me? I said, well, I'm trying to buy a new house. What you offering?
And we all laughed,
you know what I'm saying, because it's how you approach the business that make people give you a contract in the first place, okay? And if they see that you're about whatever you're about, they be like, oh, okay, we'll get you for the hourly nigger rate, you know what I'm saying, or we got to respect what you're dealing with. We got to respect what you're dealing with, break me off, and look, you ever heard of Tasty Muffins here in D.C.?
No, I never heard of it.
It's a little brand that this little brother from Southeast, he made, Tasty Muffins. So he got chicken muffins and waffle muffins, and he's just making muffins, all different flavors. So now I talked to the youngin' the other day, and he was like, the industry hit me up and wanted to talk to me about my muffins. I said, well, my brother, I wish you well. And I started laughing. He said, Priest, why are you laughing? I said, well, you ever heard of Famous Amos Cookies? He said, no, not really. I said, well, Google it, bro. Young people are supposed to Google stuff. So you check Famous Amos Cookies. And this brother, Amos, call him Amos, he had this recipe to make cookies. So he started making the cookies and selling them amongst college people and things like that and started making some money. So his friends decided to make the company go global. So the company reached out there and started, Famous Amos Cookies was all over Earth. Okay, the recipe was secret trademark and everything.
Uh-huh.
By the time 30 years rolled around, Amos did not own his own name.
See, that's what Famous you do Amos not cookies. Want.
Yeah. You catch me. So to say that, I said this to the youngin. By the time he finished Googling, I told him the part that's not in Google. Okay.
See, man,
that's what I just said to you.
Yeah, we might have been talking about that one day, how they just be stealing people's ideas
all the time. They take your whole shit. So now... I've talked to people like Amos. I talked to him. He lived down the road from me in Hawaii County, Old Bay, Hawaii. And he would run, I'd run past him, whatever. He was an avid runner and all that. So the story just came like, he just let a brother know, like, yo, you got dog, cats, puss, rat, snakes out here, and they want all of it. They don't want a piece of it. They want the whole thing. Okay.
They want all of it. Yeah, they want everything.
Everything, man. I think I got a hot topic here, man. I think so, Peace.
No, that's crazy. It's really crazy. Like, that's a Monday night. That's a Monday night.
Well,
topic.
No, it's a Friday night thing right now because I saw DJ. That's a hot topic. It must be some real talk coming out this day.
Okay.
Peace.
Greetings. Yeah, greetings, gentlemen. Peace. How are y'all?
Greetings.
Oh, man, we hot. We hot. We trying to start a riot somewhere on Earth.
As usual, I see. But, yeah, I just want to chime in real quick on the famous Amos since y'all brought him up. I'm familiar with the brand. Matter of fact, I saw some in the store recently the other day and grabbed a bag. I hadn't had some in a while, you know. But the problem with it that I be having, you know, because I kind of straddle the fence. I've been on both sides of the situation. And the problem I have with people when they make these kind of, you know, when they talk negatively about this, of course you can say that it's negative, but he signed a contract, all right? And a lot of times in these far-ranging contracts, they have certain language in the contract that talks about perpetuity, which means forever, all right? So if you sign a certain kind of deal, they may say, okay, we're going to give you all this money, but we own your name. We own the rights to your image and your likeness forever, and we could exploit it. Now, that's not a negative term. That's what they term that they use in the contracts. Don't think, you know. But they are able to exploit that in any kind of way that they see fit forever because you signed that contract. You signed it over to them to be able to do that in order for your brand to be able to go global, for you to be able to go global, to go viral, or however you want to say it. And it's like a trade-off. Now, a lot of times people regret it. Because, like you say, 30 years down the line, you know, now instead of, you know, if he wants to put out something else, he can't put it out under Famous Amos, which is the brand that everybody's already familiar with. He would have to, you know, call it Amos Famous, and then he would probably try to sue him because it's a little bit too close to the brand that they now own. But that's just a reality of contracts and business. And a lot of times the problem that I have with people, they want to play the game, but they don't want to play by the rules that are already established in the game. They want to change the rules. They want to say this ain't right, this, that, and the other thing. These are the rules to the game, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, the music business, corporate business, whatever it is. If you don't want to play the game, then get off the field.
Shit, well, really, I apologize. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that because that's how I end up with a freaking gag order. Because I was on the field, okay? And when you're on the field, you don't know what the running back going to do as he changed the play after your back turn. You don't know what to do.
No, but that's when you're playing on the other side of the ball. So you have offense and the defense. If you're on defense, of course you don't know. Of course you're not supposed to know what the guy on offense is going to do.
No, I'm saying,
it's not
you're
like,
on the same team. I'm saying you're on the same team. See, I'm supposed to move the line. If we're on the offense together, that's how you off the fence. You go get the bread. So when you get off the fence, we move in the same direction to get to the goal, to get to the end zone, get the bread, see. So now if you stop when the ball say hike, and you hike the ball, and instead of going left two steps, you go right and make a U-turn, yo, you get everybody in front of people that we didn't want to see in the first place.
Well, you know,
you
I use that, you know, no, I use that,
yeah.
I use that sport, you know.
You know, I understand, I apologize, go through.
Well, I use that sports analogy to make it easy to understand. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're playing one-on-one pickup game in the park. You know, there's still going to be certain kind of rules, a certain kind of boundaries, and people want to play on these other people's fields, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or, you know, Instagram, and then get upset that the person who is, you know, the owner of the field, the owner of the platform, you know, says, nah, you can't do that on my platform. That's just like I said the other day on the airwaves. There's no free speech in my house. All right? In my house ain't no free speech. If I don't like some shit you say, get out. I'm like, Martin, get out. And you could have all the free speech that you want on the other side of my fence. Those are my rules on my field. And if you don't want to play by my rules on my field, get off my field.
That's easy.
Can I say something? I was going to say, I totally agree with what you're saying. And what I was going to say when Priest was first saying that about the brother that makes the muffins from Southeast, I was going to say if he wants to be free, he better stay independent, because I've heard of that those contracts before from artists, and I've seen them carry it. And whether and you're right, it's like, because it's like, nah, man, I'm putting you around the world, blah blah blah. You know what I'm saying, even sites like SoundCloud, like they were like, look, man, basically SoundCloud's going to take your music unless you let people download it for free. So anytime I put something up, you can download my stuff for free because I'm still kind of sold. But what you're saying, I totally understand. And you're totally right. I agree with the house thing. Like I said, my whole point again is if you want to stay, if you're smart, if you don't want to get involved in it, don't go in the game. Don't play. Like voting. Like I tell people all the time, I'm not in that game. That's what I say. I'm like, I'm not playing that game no more. I'm not voting. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's just one aspect. That's just one example. But I totally agree with the saying. Like, you know, when you see words like that, if you don't know what they mean, you better ask somebody. You better ask the entertainment lawyer or somebody that already signed the contract, because then you're going to be like Prince. You're going to be like Prince wearing a symbol on your face and calling yourself Slave. You know what I'm saying? I totally agree with you.
Yeah, because, you know, people can't have it both ways. You know, it's like, you know, because...
I was
waiting because you were talking, so I stopped.
Nah, man, I started laughing because
that's why I stopped. I tried
to back off the mic. I said, hold on for a second, because I see you. It's about to get hot topic. Let me be quiet.
Well, like I said, I'm just waiting until you finished whatever you was doing before I can continue. I don't like to try to
now, DJ Sincere. Now, there's an example of a woman. She was on this brother's channel for this is last year. I was watching it heavy, but it was basically the sister from, I'm gonna say she's from the Virgin Islands. I don't think she's from Jamaica, but she basically was saying Steve Jobs stole her idea. You know what I'm saying? It didn't sound like she signed no contract, none of that. Like, she was like, these people stole my idea and then threw me into a mental ward for saying that y'all stole my idea when she had proof and everything. That's like, that's not fair. To me, that's wicked. If you sign up for it, that's one thing. But if they steal it, and I know you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but, yeah, like, they did a bunch of documentaries on a bunch of uploads about it. But, she was just like, they stole it. She wasn't the only one. She was not the only one.
Did she work for him?
No. No, it's like she was just doing her thing, getting all these things popping. They start introducing her to certain white people. Next thing she know, you know, she going to dinner with certain people. Next thing she know, they're promoting her her internet ideas as if Apple created them. And she's like, you didn't do that. And then next thing she knows, she's getting arrested.
Well, I mean, if she didn't, you know, protect her intellectual property, then that's her fault.
Okay.
Point blank.
We're in the land of pirates. So that's fair.
That's the nature of business. And that's why I say, if people don't want to play the game, get off the field or create your own league. Those are the two choices. You're either going to play on the, you know, just like the, you know, the now defunct XFL. They tried to do it. It didn't work out. So it goes. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to play with the majors, then, like you say, stay independent or create your own situation. But if you want to go global, if you want to go worldwide, if you want to be a household name, this is the game that's played. Now, another issue, which is why I asked you, did she work for them, is because in both the music world and in the corporate world, because I've dealt with contracts for a long time. I've written them. I've reviewed them. I've rewritten them for people, all kind of stuff. All right, so I'm familiar with all the language and the ins and outs and stuff like that. So there's in business and in music, they have something that I'm pretty sure you're familiar with. It's called a work for hire. Now, you guys are musicians. I know you know what that is. All right, so if you work for a company and you're under their banner, you're under their auspices, then whatever you create while you're employed – for that company doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the company. That's the way that works.
Got you. And I've never dealt with, I've only heard and seen, like, for instance, two brothers that were singing at this church I was playing for, they signed a contract and they couldn't perform. They couldn't even perform at church no more. They couldn't sing anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they own you, you know what I'm saying? Or they own your image at least, and they you know what I mean? Like you said, if you don't want to play, don't sign up for the game. Don't join the game if you don't want to play. Simple as that.
Or there's one other way around it. All right, because a lot of times people go into these relationships, you know, just talking about music, you go into that relationship with your hat in your hand. All right, you're not bringing anything to the relationship, you're not bringing nothing to the table. All it is, you're bringing your talent, you're bringing your ideas, but you're not bringing anything that's going to enable you to make those ideas really full and fleshed out. That's why you're going to that company, so they could back you, so they could put the money behind you, they could put the machine
right
behind you, so and so and such and such. The only way around that is for you to go to the company already with a situation. You say, look, I've already sold, you know, let's take it back to, you know, back in the days. I've already sold 25,000 CDs out of my trunk.
Master P.
Right. I've already done this on my own. All right. I've already made XYZ amount of dollars. I've already created a network, you know, independent network, where I'm able to put out product when I get ready and it'll move. And you could go to them with that kind of situation and some bread. And then it's not an employee-employer relationship, because most of these business, contracts, you're an employee. That's all you really are. You're a high-paid, highly visible. Well, maybe not even that high-paid, but highly visible employee for the company. All right, you have to go to them with something already, and then create a partnership. But once you create a partnership, that means that you're going to have to do a lot more work. All right, because the company isn't going to be solely responsible for your marketing. You know, they're not going to be solely responsible for your promotion, for your wardrobe, for your this, for your that. You know, you have to be able to bring something to the situation in order to get more out of the situation. And that's just the reality of it.
Makes sense to me. It really does. And that's the question I was going to ask. You answered it, but I was like, you know, a partner and get a distribution deal as opposed to being a straight up place.
Right. I mean, but you got to do a lot more work. It's like you become the label. All right. And, you know, they'll help you with the distribution. They'll do this and they'll do that. But a lot of that burden now is going to be on you. You know, you might not get that big advance up front. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff is going to be on you. You become the label, so to speak, and your partner's with them. And people don't understand that part of it. They just think that, you know, I'm the musician. I got this music. I got this talent. That's true. But if it was all about just the talent, then you wouldn't need anything else. And you'd be able to, you know, sustain yourself, have a visible career, and, you know, have the kind of fan base that you want. But since a lot of people don't want to, it's a business. A lot of people don't want to put their own money on the line. All right. That's why a lot of times people wait around for somebody that they look for sponsors. They look for investors. They look for somebody else to take that financial risk, because they don't want to take that risk. They don't want to come out of their own pocket. Right. And to me, that means you really don't believe what you say. You don't really believe in yourself if you're not willing to put your money where your mouth is.
Or you just ain't got the money. An artist told me about that perpetuity thing. And the first thing I thought was, why would you? I wouldn't even sign. Like, I don't say, look, I've never been in a situation, but first of all, it was only like $20,000. Why would you sign up? We basically own you in this world and the next. Like, what the hell?
Not for no $20,000. Not for no
$20,000. That's what I'm saying. It was like, all right, maybe it was 40. I'll say 40 is pretty nice. Maybe it was 40, but still, but even for 40 million, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, they own you now, cuz. So don't start bitching when something happens you don't like. You know what you were getting into. As long as it's legal, you know what I'm saying? As long as they're doing something that's in the contract. You sign the contract. You know what I mean?
That's the exact point I'm making. And, you know, a lot of times we're cheap. And, you know, I mean, because I've offered that service to artists. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, I'll review, you know, if somebody wants to present you with a contract, you can send it over to me. All right, I'll do a quick review of it. I'll go through it. All right, give me $75. Give me $100. They don't want to do it. Okay, well, if you go to a lawyer, they're going to charge you like $300 an hour. You know what I mean? They're going to charge you $300 an hour. So they don't want to pay me my little bit of minimum wage. They definitely not going to pay a lawyer $300 an hour. So what do? They just say, I'm going to sign it. And then they end up behind the eight ball.
I just can't imagine, like, whether it's famous Amos whether it's famous Amos or JPP or TJ. Like, I don't want somebody to just hold my ass. That's, you know what I mean? I'll go there for a while. You'd be like, oh, I want my person back. I want my idea back.
You could do it for a limited amount of time. You could say, well, you know, because like an artist might sign like a 5-album deal, all right, over like a 12-year period.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Over a 10-12-year period. And you give them that limited time. You don't give it to them forever. You know what I'm saying? You give them a limited time. Okay, go ahead and do what you want to do, because what you're doing is helping me get to where I want to go. But then after I deliver what I'm required to deliver, those, you know, 5 albums or whatever like the deal is, then everything reverts back to me. I get my name back. I get my image back. You know what I'm saying? I got the right to go on and do what I want to do. You give them a limited time to do that. But if they're giving you a whole bunch of money, then they're going to want, you know, opportunity to be able to recoup that. And they might not be able to be recoup it right away, but they want an opportunity to be able to recoup that and then make a profit.
It's like when certain artists pass away, it's like they make more money dead than alive.
I mean, if it's an artist that's, you know, not as, you know, popping in the public as they were, you know, we all know their songs and stuff, but they not a currently, you know, popular artist, then, you know, when they do pass away or something happens, then people, you know, oh, yeah, you know, then they'll go back and they'll start buying the album.
Right,
and start streaming and, you know, all that kind of stuff like that. But, you know, once again, it's the nature of business. And I don't be understanding people that be complaining about it after the fact. This is the game. If you don't want to play the game, get off the field.
Well, now, that sounds like y'all had a good time, all that. But see, I go back to the original point where you have a thing called non-disclosure agreement. Excuse me. And the non-disclosure agreement means, like, it's so intricate that you don't have to tell nobody none of your business. Personally, you just do that and keep moving. So that's what saved my ass in particular, in a non-disclosure agreement, okay? Something simple like that, okay? Because at the end of the day, it's not about putting your money into any situation. It's about getting that phone call. And someone said, yo, we're going to fly you out to X, and we want to record this song for this artist, and you good.
But keep in mind, you have now become an employee.
No, you now become 33% owner of whatever.
Right, because they pay you for the thing.
Right, you writing, you collaborating. The whole list of shit that you get paid for. See, in the private industry, it's like how I'm telling you how the shit go. Because I got the phone call today. And see, I told you once I'm free, I go back to doing what I'm doing. So when I got the call, people say, yo, they doing the album for such and such. Boom. Once you fly, you up and do this right here. Be there for 3 days. Children good. Everybody good. They know already. They spending X amount of dollars because I'm taking 8 of my children with me. They spending the bread. There ain't no conversation. That's some shit that shit goes straight into the business. Give me my money. I'm good. I'm getting another plane.
Well, I don't know what I don't know the details of your situation, but it just sounds to me like you got hired to do a job.
I mean, that's cool too, but see, you gotta go back.
Yeah, it sounds like a gig. That's what I was saying. I said that sounds like a gig.
Yeah, it sounds like you got hired to do a job.
But now, check it out. Check out the best part of this deal. When the person called me in particular, they was like, yo, I need some tea for my mom because she's going through an episode of X, Y, and Z. So hook me up this list of this right here so she can be good. Oh, your mom? All right, man, I had that for you tonight. So I'm going to make sure your mom good. See, that's the conversation that the artist missing and people are missing in the business. See, who you do business with is like who you doing it with. See, all the other things where they have, both of you say is true. All that's true because I've been in that type of business. I got out of that type of business for the same reason that I just been through the situation I went through. I got out of all that type of strange business because it's like, no, do X, Y, and Z, and we agreed to keep that private amongst ourselves. Period. So I don't care what's yours. That's yours. If it's all yours, it's fine. If I add the stream to it, cool. I walk away because it ain't nothing but my time and my effort in it, which I get paid deliberately for it in particular. So, yeah, I don't mind none of it. If I'm an employee, I'm a well-paid one. That's the way I'm going to keep it.
That's fine. That's fine. That's just what I was saying about, you know, your high-flying artist. They may be a high-paid employee, but at the end of the day, they're still just an employee. If they didn't come to the table, it's like if I already have an established company, I don't really need you, all right? Artists come, models come, singers come, rappers come a dime a dozen, all right? They come a dime a dozen. So, you know, what I could do with you, I could do with somebody else. I could put the machine behind them, send them to my makeup people, send them to my wardrobe, send them to my producers, and I could turn them into a star if I really want to, you know, as a company.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But catch this. Hold on,
yeah.
JP. That's true what you said. Now, check out the part was interesting, what I'm introducing to my people. See, the phone call wasn't about music at all. The phone call was about, can you give me a list of tea to help my mom get her health back? See, that was the whole conversation. See, they just threw in the music because that's how you pay people for helping you get your mom right. But here, man, I'm going to throw you this, man. Here you go. And they're throwing you an opportunity to get 33% on the song with a major artist. And you ain't got to even do nothing. Just go get your pay. You're getting 33% forever, and you just be quiet. Because you're helping them take care of their mom. See, it's a whole different dynamic. It's the part in the business that I'm introducing to me and my people. Okay, I ain't in that other stuff. Been in that.
See, but that's not really, that's not purely a business relationship. There's a personal relationship.
That's like a barter. That's like a barter system.
Yeah,
like a barter.
There's a personal relationship aspect. You know, it's different.
Back to being black again. We black again. I don't like the color, but we black again. Yes, indeed. Thank you for understanding we black again. Are we back again?
Nah, that's true. That's all good, but he talking about the Matrix. We talking about the Matrix, not the blackness.
Yo, Humpty was pushed, man. I don't care what no guy say. Okay, this brother I talked to today, he owns Here's the Scoop ice cream shop named Ernest. Ernest was telling me they had a TV show where this billionaire was talking to Shaq, right? And the billionaire told Shaq that, see, you got $100 million and you're rich and I'm wealthy. So him and Shaq had the dialogue, and I got to go Google it so I can be back on Monday and talk about it. And this guy showed Shaq what wealthy is and what rich is. See, wealthy people ain't got all that other foolishness in it. Wealthy people get up in the morning and think about doing absolutely nothing because they can do anything they want at any time they want. They have no constraints whatsoever. If they want to get up in the morning and drive from D.C. to Chinatown in San Francisco and get some Chinese food, they just go do that. They don't be thinking about all that other stuff, man. We've been through all that already, man. It's time to be wealthy, man. That rich don't even work for some of us, man. It don't work because some people are living in a mansion. There's two people living in that chain, the maids and all them people. I need a mansion because I got enough children to live in every room in there. every room. So, you know, we've got to switch up the dynamics a little bit, and talking about it is fun at this point because people trying to hold you in a box like, this is mine. I'm like, yeah, all that's yours, cool, man. Wealthy people don't care about that. Wealthy people about getting their thing off and making their thing work because it's always leading to the next thing all the time. When you put time and effort into a thing, it always leads to the next thing, whether you get money out of it or not. Truth and rights. I'm done. That was my rant. I'm being quiet.
That's all good.
Yes, it's all good. That's all good. Because we're not shaped in like everybody fits into a category. Explain to a sister, the casting coach. You heard of the casting coach?
Yeah, don't,
okay.
I don't mess with that.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Jason, explain to me.
Don't care to.
No, I'm saying DJ Sincere explained to me the relevance of the casting couch. So as he explained to me, I told this lady artist today basically what it was. And by the time she was done, she was like, please keep me away from that. Okay? She don't want to be nowhere near the casting couch to get nothing done. She'll put her bread in it. She'll do all that. But the casting couch, nah. She's saving that for the guy that can breed her. That's our sister's mom. You dig me? So no touch.
I was about to say something just kind of on that line, but as far as now, you know, avoiding contracts and stuff like that. I said, okay, well, as long as you can get your name on some royalties, you know, that's another way to get money. Get a call with the right person, co-writing. You know what I mean? You know how this stuff works, but when you get your name on royalties, you're good if you have the right song, right artist, right song, etc. That's personally what I would love. So I've been on quite a few songs actually. Ain't nobody go platinum yet. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm gonna just try to hit it like that instead of trying to, you know what I mean, all that.
Well, who's on your music?
Huh?
Okay, who's on your music?
Who's on mine?
When I heard about the contract today, right, the person was naming all the different people that would be on the album. And I was like, oh, snap, yeah? And I said, how's your chops? I said, I'm ready for a phone call like this every day of my life. So when he lists off the people that's going to be on the album, yes, I want to be on the album. I don't care if I'm an employee or none of that. I'm getting 33% of the writing because you don't get to do the music until you reach the spot. Because that's how the music business is in that type of business. They don't email you. They ain't putting it out there like that. You got to fly to where they is. They bring it to the studio. You sign a non-disclosure agreement. You go do that for 4 or 5 hours. They feed you nice, feed your children nice. You come on out the place when you got the finished product. And as you know, JP, I do the song one time. But if you go treat me like that for 4 hours, come on, man, I'm going to stay there for 4 whole hours. See if I can get in there with them artists that you just named on that list. At least sit in the room with them. Because in the business, you want to sit in the room with the artist that's doing the thing on your music. Because now you got 32% of the music, so you want them in there, right?
That's true. That's one way on there. But you know nowadays, oh, I like that track. Send me that track. Sometimes they want lyrics, sometimes they just want the music, but you know how folks are. So it's a lot more going on.
You didn't
have to
press on
unless you're a group.
If you're a group, it's definitely personal. Because when you're a group, you got to smell each other's socks.
Like the song Nas just did with this Lauryn Hill. Weren't necessarily in the studio at the same time, but the track is fat. The lyrics are fat. The track is fat. Everything is just all over that track. But I don't think they were even in. They probably didn't even see each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you doing it, like, it's like it worked both ways. Like, you go in the studio, like, that's all we did at the Moose House. That joint was crazy. That wasn't even 4 hours. That was just a little bit of time. But as long as you got the right vibe, you trying to mix voices, it's going to come out sweet.
See, you just said it. You said it the right way. See, that was the type of business they did. Okay, maybe Lauren was indisposed. So she said, yo, fly me over here without no paparazzi, without nobody.
This drummer told me Beyonce records her vocals in her kitchen.
Why not? Keep
everything. No, that's what I'm saying. Like Cass Dupi and the Weather Report. Yeah, they go in the studio to invest. That's what you do. You know what I mean? That's an awesome way to do it. And that's with COVID, you know what I mean? People just so semi-stressed. So that's why I was like, look, I'm gonna keep approaching it from there. So anybody I talk to, whether it's vocally or musically, like, I don't want to sign nothing. I ain't trying to do none of that. But as far as working with people, I work with whoever won't work with me.
That's right. Because listen, what happened? You said, look, rather than say I'm sending you a contract to peruse or none of that crap, he said, look, this is the person we're doing it with. This is the people that we invited to be on the album, scheduled to be on it. We need you to come play this one song for this particular person because they like your drums. I said, okay, fine. And you're going to give me all this. I'm going to go do that, period. Now, I'm not going to do what I normally do, JP, is just go knock the song out. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm wasting my time. I'm going to be there for 4 hours and hope that this famous person show up and play saxophone on that chain. Or maybe want me to hit on the next song or the next song. And it's work for hire, I guess, but COVID made it so you better get with the right people and get your money and get your contract straight and make sure your children's straight in perpetuity or whatever they call that, forever and ever and all that. Because everybody's not a dummy in the real world. Some people smarter than the average person. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know, we all do what we do. So let's do that and just steal the listening room, DC.
We don't steal right on.
I thought it was a hot topic. Uh-huh. You get to the right topic, you get DJ Sincere, who's the host of the original Dirty Basement on Saturdays. What you got going on, DJ Sincere? DJ Sincere for Saturday, excuse me. Got me full of myself.
Well, we're scheduled to double up tomorrow. The artist I had scheduled for last week wasn't able to make it for the interview. He had a situation he had to deal with, so this week we're going to double up. So I'm expecting one independent artist by the name of Soul Rack, and then I'm expecting another independent artist, actually a fellow that I know from around the way, a very good artist by the name of Sedan, the God of Sound. They'll both be in the building tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. JP, Josh, if you're available, I didn't see no Instagram up because I couldn't see it. So I'm just
asking questions. You know what? I had to get with them apps. I had to get the phone and get them flyer apps. So I'm getting hit with all that. So I think you should do that. So I can hit the promotion. I said I have the flyer app stuff, so I think we should promote it for one more week for John Streets, and then do it on next Monday. And since you're not on the gag order no more, you know what I mean? We could just pump it out.
Yeah. I'm ready to go now, bro, because I got the ear of certain people. They listening to see if I'm really about what I was doing. So.
If you want to do Monday, that was the original date. I'm sure you won't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? So what's up? What you want to do?
Y'all work that out, man. Y'all work that out. We'll be hitting the people up. Thank you to the people for joining us today. And we're going to go ahead and do our thing and come on out of this place. That's what's happening here on the Listening Room DC. We out. Peace.